Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, boys, welcome to Another Half Live.
Wow. Good, Andy. Well done, mate.
I just copy you, mate.
Mouthful of food.
You've been listening to too much.
Yeah, look, mouthful of food. What is that? Is that definitely food in your mouth?
Is that definitely food?
A protein bar.
Oh. By the way, he joined the dark side, Andy Halliday.
I've seen that.
Dino's got to him.
Full for fish.
How did he get in contact?
Well, obviously, now that I've let the secrets, I told you what the rule is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Can I talk about it? She's fucking punished me, ain't he? Put me on VAR duties.
You were on the sideline, I seen you the other day.
No, I wasn't. I was in the office. St. George's.
Stockton Park.
Stockton Park, coming on live to Andy Halliday.
Here's what you don't have. Chained up, weren't I? No. Chained up while doing it.
Chained to what? Radiator?
Change
to the radio at Moisey's house.
Moisey's house, aye.
By the way, I know how you always come for sports scene. I was want to get your thoughts on match of the day. Who'd you like? Who'd you not like? Danny Murphy's.
Shouldn't he be there?
Somebody's feeling sorry for him.
Toothpick in it.
Toothpick, aye. It's even when he's angry, you just don't take him serious, don't you know?
I'm not a massive fan of Shearer.
No, I like Shearer. No. I like Alan. Are you? I really do like Alan Shearer.
Don't I think he tries to be like Simon Cowell all the time? Leon always
like, no doing it for me either.
I was angry, man. Like, I think there needs to be.
I think to be fair,
I say that all the time. I think these shows need more characters. Like Ian Wright.
Oh, come on! You get Martin Keown.
we want maybe a bit of football opinion, but he's got a bit of life in. You know what I mean?
I think. By the way, I'm not just saying this. I think Gary Lineker gets away with murder.
Do you know that Gary Lineker done a shit on the pitch once?
I heard that. What is that all about?
And I used to tweet him saying shit on pitch. Remember everyone done that?
He bought. That's right.
Bought me for dinner.
Did
he? Are you still blocked?
Still
can
blocked,
you try on vault? Can you try message me now?
You can't message him when you're blocked, eh?
How do we get that change? How do we change that? You could do it with the referees. The guys.
Can you get to Lineker?
Well, I'm hoping that I just hope Dino doesn't listen to any of our shows and I can get away with telling a few.
Lineker pulled Dean, Mike Dean up once, didn't he? And Dean says to him, I'll pull your fucking ears off.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Police going to do it. Been killing me my whole career. See, mate, did you see the video? I get sitting, or you wouldn't have seen it, but have you see when Mike Dean was the referee who gave Aguero a yellow card when he scored the last goal with QPR goal, right? Have you seen the video with Crouch? He said, right, he gave him the yellow because it was the rules and you have to because he took his tap off. So they asked him if it was a red, you want a yellow, would you have sent him off, right? And Mike Dean's reply was, I'd have taken the hit. And no done it.
So he's wanting hit.
But I wonder
that's if that's how hard he is.
No, but I wonder if what he's mean, Andy, by taking a hit. Do you know what I mean? But that's aye.
Oh, he would have taken the hit on.
Do you think he forgot who he actually is and slipped out of character a wee bit there?
I'll need to show you the video.
But see, Joey Barton got sent off for like leathering three people in that game, didn't he?
That's right.
Mike Dean was like biting his fist watching it.
He's like, yes! Oh. Go on, Joey. Nat him.
Imagine that. Fucking do him, Joey.
I was loving it.
Nobody actually picked up Mike Dean that day, but he was fucking going wild, didn't he? Right. I wonder if he actually got involved in it all.
You had a lock back, didn't he? That day.
Aye, do you soak? Maybe. Aye.
No, do his pants.
That's what he calls it.
That Burberry scarf tucked into his soap, didn't he?
Remember that part of Wally Collum with the Burberry?
Oh, Burberry Aquascooting Bib.
Aquascooting Bib, that was. Yeah, Jake Mike Dean's like that as well. Jinky, where's all the Aquascooting in Story Island?
I don't know if he's high on that.
Think so?
That's the guys below. Maybe look you and that would be that now.
Aye.
So is that what you used to wear then, the VAR, the Story Island gear?
You don't wear it anymore.
Well, that's what they usually do, but it took all my gear off me for the. For the duties.
You don't mind that, no, but then
I know. Well, it depends.
You were actually quite happy with it. You were smiling.
I wouldn't mind it if it was there at the time, but.
You were smiling. I didn't get that when the camera came out of the room. You were smiling, mate. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Right, talking of pundits, Redknapp and Keane, man. That was like me and you, wasn't it?
Was I? But I thought us. I actually thought us two talked more sense, to be honest.
I actually think that tells you a lot. See, Jamie Redknapp would have been an out and out clear winner if he didn't start getting angry. He's ruffling his jacket as if he was going to take it off. But if he took his jacket off, Roy Keane wasn't in the same place as him. Do you know what I mean? So it would have made no sense with Conor Day if he took the jacket off. If he kept calm, Andrew, he would have been the out and out clear winner. Whereas Roy Keane was, I think Roy Keane's just wants to slag everybody and listen, he can do that because that's what he's all about. But certainly his point about the Real Madrid thing, a lot of nonsense.
Keane definitely run out of that mint shower gel before the show, didn't he? His head was gone, you can see.
He was like, I'm desperate for better that.
But I've told you, man, I love listening to Roy Keane on Sky Sports, but he talked a power of nonsense.
I know, saying that Tottenham have not got players to get in the top four.
Aye.
Son, Kane and Dombele, Bale, Reguilon, Alderweireld.
See if you had a combined Man U and Tottenham 11. It wouldn't be far off, half and half.
Half and half, I agree.
Fucking going about the Tottenham team and you've got Harry Maguire playing.
Barry Maguire, huh?
Fucking aye.
I didn't disagree with what he said when he's like Tottenham, they shouldn't be a guaranteed top four. They shouldn't. But no. It doesn't mean to say that they've no got top class players. And his comment that if you're not an international football player, you're a bad player. Mm. What? Reguilon, that's why Real Madrid let him go. Real Madrid's the biggest club in the world. If Real Madrid let you go and put a buyback in your contract, that means you're a bad player.
He got to mention that, didn't he?
What?
The buyback clause that he's got his contract.
Do you think he will go back?
No.
But Jamie Redknapp for me was right though. Alderweireld would get Man U's team.
Oh,
and so would Reguilon.
But the issue is by the way,
so would probably Højbjerg.
Mm. Sissoko.
And in Dembele.
And Dumbbell.
the back four main Marino's been playing this year has been nut short and embarrassing.
Eric Dyer,
Doherty,
and Eric Dyer burns and so a magnifying glass and he's running into
Eric Dyer's as much as a chocolate fire guard.
Why is Marino's been playing the ranked team all year round?
Wait, here's a question for you, Jink. After that argument, Jamie Redknapp phoned his dad.
Did he phone Roy?
Aye, Jamie Redknapp, why did they get angry?
Aye. It looked as if it was his first ever argument in his life, didn't it?
I'd love if he'd went like to Roy Keane to put your shags on the table.
Aye, true. What a shout that would be, wouldn't
it? But Jen Keezy will now come for Keane, because Richard Keezy's a big Redknapp man, isn't he?
Is he?
You don't want Keezy coming after you. Keezy's like the Mike Dean of the media.
I know.
Keezy's
hearing his hands in the
wall. Mate, that's what I was saying. Roy Keane could get a mouthful of knuckle hair, man.
Who's the hairiest, Roy Keane or Keezy?
Keezy.
Poisonous. Him and Gray. That horrible.
You wouldn't leave your missus with Keezy, would you?
No.
Absolutely. I heard that Keezy was at Nathan Parsons' party.
Well, he was the DJ, wasn't he?
Somebody says that when Mike Dean was ref in a game once, Mike Keaton like pulled him in really close and his breath smelled like Richard Keezy's fist.
He was just spitting out hairs.
Spitting feathers.
I wonder if Keezy's involved in it.
I know you're saying that Mike Dean's at the head of it, but no. I think he's just the face for
Keezy's.
He's Keezy's puppet, I think.
I think so? No, no way, man.
I think Keezy wears him like a glove, seriously.
Literally.
He was a shambles. He was a. He was a.
Holy man.
Remember he's a dinosaur,
remember he said, but remember he said he peps that. Slaughter pit for not having Sam Allardyce as his defensive coach. I mean, that's some of the guy up, didn't it? My goodness, Richard Keys.
We've spoken about international players. Is that true? Like, is international that bad now?
But that. So what was his point?
Is
he saying that anyone could have been an international player back in his day? Or is he saying
now,
these days football's that bad? It's a bad shout, isn't it?
It is a bad shout.
It's a terrible shout.
Is it is easy now to get caught? In some situations, it is easier now, isn't it?
I wish that Jamie Redknapp, listen, it would have been probably a wee bit hard for him to think straight on the spot, but I'd like him to say, so Foden's a bad player then? Because he's not in the international setup, so he's a bad player. I don't think he made enough of that comment. He was too busy arguing about top four players. See, if he argued on that comment, I'd love to have seen what Roy Keane's reaction was. Because he would have had to admit defeat.
Well, do you think Roy Keane's thinking, like, guys like Harry Winks and that playing for England?
I think Roy Keane's been at that because he's in a different era. So in his era, maybe in the early days, he would have struggled maybe to get in the Ireland squad. Because back in the day, if you think of the Scotland squad, there's some fucking right good players back in the 74 World Cup that didn't actually go because there was so much better. It swings and roundabouts. Like Belgium didn't have a great team. All of a sudden now, they're probably having to leave out players because they've got too many good players. It's just, It's just got to a point where Roy Keane's went on one.
Talking about Belgium, there's rumours that Fellaini's based his haircut on Richard Keyes' knuckles.
Oh, wait, wait, is he something else?
Right, Chelsea Man News, you watch it.
Rubbish.
That was fucking dog and duck versus dog shit.
I'm going to tell you this right now. See if that Gary Neville comes out one more time.
Says it's a great game. It's a good game.
No, his cry, his war cry, is that war cry? Is that what you call that? Calling card. No, he always says, right, see, every 0-0, right? Every 0-0, he goes like that. I mean, most 0-0s you would think it's a bad game, but this hasn't been at all. That game against Leipzig was absolutely awful.
But he tries and thinks it from like a tactical point of view, thinking that the two of them have outclassed each other tactically, whatever, cancelled each other out. Fucking full of shit. People just want to see goals and entertainment. That's gross.
But it's why I say that sometimes, like, everybody talks about how poor Scottish football is. I've watched so many bad Prem games this year. So many. And I don't know if it is because maybe there's no fans in the stadium and it just takes that edge off it a wee bit, but that game, that was a bad, bad game.
I know, but you know how you used to go to the back with your brother and it'd be like 10-9? Gary Neville and Phil Neville used to go to the back and hey, 0-0.
0-0.
It'd be 20 for 2 hours and it'd be
cheering back.
Cheering 0-0.
Cheering.
As a player, they two fullback and Firmino and Kabamba at centre half.
Imagine that.
He did tennis. Firmino and Kabamba were there too.
The tights on?
Yeah, Gary changed tights at half time.
Fucking dodge on the bench waiting for a game.
Mate, I said Dan James starting, Kev.
I'm sick of it, Simon.
Sorry. Where's this came from? Where's he appeared from, man?
I think Gary Neville's like Man United be stupid to let him go.
Do you think it's because he's eating all his lunch? He's starting to finish his lunchbox now. You were saying he brings his lunchbox to
the He brings his lunchbox.
He's eating his crusts now. I think that wasn't
just
why
he's just crust.
It's his crusts.
But he can't play the night games because he doesn't eat his carrots.
Loves gravy, does drink gravy.
Is that Steve Bruce?
Mostly Steve Bruce make no bother in life after every game, so he might as well go and have a beer. He just has a pint of gravy. Went to boil it and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's just that a bit. Listen, come to my office after, we get a wee pint of gravy there.
Pint of gravy,
right. Sits on the
chin each other.
Gravy.
Gravy.
But no, certainly.
I'd pay to watch Steve Bruce drink a pint of gravy, man.
Oh, you really need to pay? Just get to Newcastle, you'll see it every day.
Yeah, it would.
It's just gravy everywhere in the training ground. Genuinely.
But on that, just roast dinners every day at the training ground.
So they have lunch, dinner, pre-match, roast dinners. Pigs in blanket in it.
His face actually looks like a Yorkshire pudding as well, doesn't it? It's like the same material as a Yorkshire pudding.
It genuinely just, every time you look at him, he genuinely thinks he's always thinking about his food, innit? So you see his eyes, he's just thinking it. But we're on Dan James, what you hear this? Get back to Gaz Neville. He said yesterday, Man U would be stupid to let him go. Simon, that's four times you've looked at my hair. Is it looking bad?
I'm not going to lie, it's terrible.
Andrew.
You're bad for that though. You are a hair-licker.
What you're doing now. You make me insecure, didn't you?
Aye,
you really flaws all came out.
But go on, I'm liking what you're saying.
Gary Neville said Man United be stupid to let Dan James go, right? Because he's the seventh best winger at the club.
Never said that.
Mate, genuinely, swear to God.
Seven.
So he said that you don't let a player like that go because you're not going to replace somebody that who can come off the bench, come in games when you're maybe like Europa League games or whatever. That was his point of view. You can't get better than Dan
James. He looks scared to live, Dan James, didn't he? He looks like he's scared of life.
He's been brought up in a bubble, isn't he?
Yeah.
His family wrapped him up in cotton wool. Isn't he, Andrew?
Aye. Do you think there's a resemblance with his game of yours when
not
you were
a
big
player? Reminds me of Theo Walcott.
No, Walcott much better than him.
I think?
Oh, mate, Walcott was... Listen, but when he first came out, Walcott was good. When he first came out.
Oh, but he's been totally since, hasn't he?
Horrendous since, but Dan James, not for me.
Dan James, no.
Shouldn't be, a guy's match shouldn't be a bit, man.
Hudson-Odoi, you like him? I know you're a Chelsea fan.
I do like him, aye.
Mate,
what about
your man Tuchel's ruthless one for
you? He is ruthless. But did you see Carragher's analysis on his performance against Southampton for the game off?
That was he good?
Sprinting. Grafting his nuts, was he?
and the points that it was counter-presses, he wasn't doing right. Carragher showed you 3 points of counter-press. It was only three that happened and he was the one running the most.
So in that period of time, he had the second most sprints on the pitch.
And so what's Tuchel saying?
But he showed all the counter-pressing moments and he was proper grafting.
But Tuchel's German, I didn't think he was maybe stiffing his balls and missed it.
I was literally just about to say that, maybe. He did have a couple of ball sniffs and just missed the wee moments when he was
drafted. And he wasn't happy with the smell of...
Oh, you think so? Sometimes when it's that good, you go into your own world.
And you start seeing things.
You start seeing things, especially when you go a long day travelling. And you go to the hotel and you go, fucking beautiful. It's like Steve Bruce when he gets great. Beautiful.
Okay, was it a penalty?
Yes.
posting, that's not a penalty.
Nah, it's not a penalty.
The rules say it's a penalty, but it's not a penalty.
No, it's a penalty.
In the football that we know.
It's a Stonewall penalty.
If you're getting penalties for that, we can never. You're walking off.
Big man, can you put that t-shirt down, please?
Simon, what is it to the public?
What are you doing, Simon?
Scratch my back.
Simon, for the public, I'm not watching. What is that? That's a Kevin Cowles turned up there today wearing.
What is that you're wearing?
Sunburn bikini, it looks like, isn't it? Just get, why is there gravy all over it? Who's signed by Peter Leeds? Oh, like?
Great. Steve Bruce was my manager once.
Was he?
Aye.
Did you just drink gravy again?
He's still good for a pint
his
of gravy.
His gravy stains on that bikini, big man.
Pint, she's very fancy a pint of the weekend. I says, no, Borg, Gaffer, where do I go? Don't you Toby Carver? Not a problem.
Look, one side is signed with Peter Leeds, that's with Niall Quinn. It's a cramped bikini. You can get an auction.
It's an off shoulder. Is it bikini? Is it pants?
It's a bib tube, boys. It's a bib tube.
So, it's a G-string, Simon.
Is that something? What did you say on that? Sunderland till I die.
Right, this is not the G-string line, Simon. It's Sunderland till I die. It's crying, big man. It's crying that you still love the club, Sunderland. Certainly, I love that for you.
Oh my god, mate.
See when he's going when I don't actually listen, so I don't know what I'm laughing at.
Sometimes we just go anywhere.
What
it's not a pen though, is it?
No, that is a pen.
No,
how though?
So were you doing the bathroom?
I was in the bathroom.
What was your thoughts when you seen it?
Honestly, I started laughing, mate.
I'm going to watch it again because for me it's a set pen.
No, it's no.
It's not even one of the ones that I know now. There's certainly got that never. Because of the rule, it's a pen. I wouldn't even say that. I think that's a pen back in the day as well. When I watch it right now, just to see.
I mean, everything's a pen these days.
I know, but like, by the rules, I think you're right, Paul. It's a penalty.
No, but,
you think that's genuinely a penalty?
I need to watch it again, but your reaction doesn't look like that.
I don't think it could be a penalty.
It's not a penalty.
Paul, I'm going to ask you one more time. Is that a penalty?
Andrew, just let me have a wee.
Was it hand to ball or ball to hand?
I've not. Right, wait a minute. Did she like Shaw's interview on it?
No.
With the dad.
Luke Shaw, he's a bad talker, Luke Shaw, eh?
Is he?
Came on at a game too,
I think he likes gravy.
Oh, he did.
He's actually.
He could be one of Bruce's boys, can't he? He could be.
A gravy lover.
Mm.
He's a part of the gravy train, isn't he?
Do the rest like gravy?
He's sponsored by Bisto, isn't he? He's got Bisto in his boots.
So can you go on, guys? I'm just going to watch.
Alright, okay.
Don't worry about me at the moment.
Anything else you want to say about that Chelsea game? Timo Werner, right? What has happened to him? Because see, at his last club, he was unbelievable.
He was, aye. They're just playing the left.
I know, mate. He's a centre forward, isn't he? Why do clubs do this?
I don't know, but I mean, that's a sad day when Chelsea are actually trying to sign Marvin Bartley to replace him wide left. Marvin Bartley or Timo Werner wide left, Paul?
Marvin Bartley all day long.
Aye. Because I think at least he could have stifled Wan-Bissaka.
He stopped Wan-Bissaka playing.
His Werner's just offered nothing at
that's a
Stonewall pen.
That's a potentially pen. A penalty.
It's no. Wait, Lewis, I don't know.
That looks like a penalty.
Look.
No deliberately done it.
It's a bit shaky when Dungle was back on.
Do you know what I did notice though?
Look.
Punch that.
But look. Greenwood actually is the
he
one
does the
that
same.
Puts
Greenwood
his arm towards the bottom. Greenwood
touch with his hand.
But what Hudson Odoi doesn't touch it with his hand, Greenwood does. But you're, both of them are put their hands
he's punched the ball back.
But do you know what I did notice? Solskjaer shitting it for Tuchel on the side.
Did
about
he?
The penalty, huh? Tuchel was having a proper go at him and Solskjaer shat his cell. See it?
No, didn't he?
Turned the other way.
Germans who always bullied the
Norwegians.
Aye. It's just life's one of life's facts.
But it's sad, isn't it? The Premier League's finished already this time of season. I thought, man, you'd put him away a wee.
Simon, I say that as it comes to the crucial games, they back off and bottle it, and that's what I said with the Southampton game. They're all running about as if they were players. Simon, it's MD can do that, and when it comes to it, the top six striker, they've drew every single game. They're scared to go and win a game of football. Even yesterday with Dan James starting, he set up to not get beat. And Man United should never been get.
They didn't dominate games of football.
No,
they ever. Don't. And I think, Simon, we spoke about it. You're looking at that starting team yesterday with Maguire.
Lindelof,
Freddie McTominay. In certain games, you maybe would get away with that, right? You maybe get away with that, and maybe if you're in, so let's say, semi-finals of Champions League, it's two legs, you're going away, you need to keep it tight. Maybe, but certainly if you're going to win a league, you can't be going with that. And that seems to me his favourite team. That's his team he goes to in the bigger, best games. And you ain't going to win nothing with that, Simon. To be honest, I think if you even gave him, let's say Xavi and Iniesta back to prime, Solskjaer would still not win it, and Simon, the man is no.
Do you still play Fred?
Still play Fred.
Do you think saying that Manu, under his regime at Manu, he is, like when he plays against the top four, he's fucking over the moon to get a draw? I don't get, like,
see, if Chelsea were flying, you could understand, but go and try and win the game.
I've said it 100 times, I'm sick of him smiling when they're getting beat.
He just smiles all the time to me.
But your own, did you see Solskjaer's interview after the game?
I know, mate, again, spit it out. What are you trying to say here?
He was saying that the Chelsea media, something like that, before the game, are causing these decisions by the stuff they're putting up.
But see, when the reporter was asking about it, and he was like, he wasn't wanting to tell the story. Why didn't he just tell the story? He's like, no, go and have a look yourself.
I was mumbling.
No, just tell us.
He was just gibbling.
He's Callum Davidson, isn't he?
He's too care, actually, for that. That's a sign, Simon, is somebody that's scared. If you believe it, you're saying, go and say it.
Go and say it, like Ferguson would come out and slaughter Chelsea for that. Yeah.
See, exactly. He's coming out in fucking dribbles and dribbles and drops, do you know what I mean? And he's not been clear what he's trying to say, so no.
But he's going to be there next year, isn't he? Like, if he gets in top four, Solskjaer.
Do you think so?
I think he'll be.
Did Man U fans watch it and actually think they're progressing?
But still,
they think they're close to actually back to winning the league.
They've been in this for years. They've not got any better at any point over the last 2, 3, 4 seasons. I think they're only sitting in the position they're in because the rest of the league's got bad.
Yeah. But Gary Neville's saying that they're progressing. He can see development in that team.
They must have been shite under Moisey to be progressing.
Nah.
So maybe,
do you know who I was against? Louis van Gaal.
Do you really?
He's the greatest manager of all time.
Louis van Gaal's army.
Remember he slapped.
Remember him shouting that? Have
you seen a video? Make sure anybody's listening, watch the video. Absolutely slapping gig right here than up.
Remember he pretended to fall as well?
Mike Dean was the guy.
I think Mike Dean tasered him.
No.
Oh, he must have.
I think Mike Dean actually hooked him. But he got the Sky cameras to Photoshop him out.
Do you think he's got that much power?
100%, mate. 100%. The guy was in control of VAR that day. So I controlled the cameras.
You need to watch the clip of that, because maybe there is something there to it.
Wait till he comes on, the governor.
I need to get him on.
I think Van Gaal's better than Solskjaer.
So where's Van Gaal went since Man United? Is that him retired?
I don't think he's took another job, but I just think the money Man U has spent now compared to him, I think he does spend money, but no.
I think Man U should still get rid of fucking Solskjaer and just go and get Ancelotti in. Just say, right, come on, let's go.
Why doesn't he get Allegri for Juventus?
He's doing alright too.
I don't know, Sir Alex's been better off staying in the job.
I know.
He's at every game.
I thought he was. Why did he retire?
Well, do you think Sir Alex?
You know the real reason why he retired, didn't he?
I don't know. It came out obviously for you, Andy.
I've not spoken to him since he left the club, to be honest.
But so he gave Moisey the job because Moisey was the only one who had a bigger house.
I think that's why Moisey didn't do great at Man U, to be honest. Because they said, we've got your house. And he turned up and it was tiny. His head was gone.
It was a two-bed in Manchester.
Two-bed.
He was sick with the house.
At the time, it was...
right next to the Trafford Centre.
And he had to stay with Steve Bruce, didn't he?
When Keane was the player for Man U, when any player came in, they got the biggest wages.
Yeah.
Keane always had to match. That was the same with Moyes. That's what he wanted in his contract. Any player that came in, they got a bigger house. He got the same size of house.
He had to go and view their house for him, didn't he?
Aye. Him and Dion Dublin.
He measured Paul Scholes. He said, didn't he? It was tiny,
didn't he?
Imagine that's what Moxie had to go on a brief spewing with the players. No, this is far too big for you. You don't need the size of it. I want everyone in a one bed.
He's got fucking 6 bathrooms and 2 en suites. What's all this about?
What was it actually? Didn't even have a training ground, you know? Never had a training ground. Every new player was away to the house, you know?
Just standing watching houses getting built. Have you ever heard that Glenn? No, what was his name?
No Wheel.
I told you this.
No.
When he was walking past the building site, supposedly once, and the builders and that were shouting to him, Wheeling, you're fucking crap, you're shite.
Is that no Glenn Wheeling you're talking about?
No Wheeling. The boy played Aberdeen and he turned around and went, you keep building them, I'll keep buying them. What a guy.
Probably shut him up.
Right, Klopp's went to the Germany job.
Brilliant.
You were a bit worried, Andrew?
Got to say, I'm a wee bit, and you called it, didn't you?
But it's between him and Bertie Vogts who are going to get
that. He's that.
So, Kev, you could get called up.
Whatever you do, if you get called up, you cannot turn up. That's a new bikini on. Why are Scotland, man?
Could Klopp get that job? I could see it.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Too early for him to take an international job.
He's got another few years in the club.
I'll tell you why he's going to take it. And I've heard from good sources. What's in 1 year's time?
World Cup. He wants to win that.
If he goes to Germany after this season, right, he'll be in the job after the Euros. He'll be in the job for 1 year. Then there's a World Cup. So he's not even out of club football that long. He's out for 1 year. Do you know what I mean? So if he goes to the World Cup, whatever, I don't know if he wants to stay on beyond that, but certainly a year out of managers his age is nothing. And to go and manage Germany, they've got unbelievable players. Smelly boss Joachim Löw, Simon, certainly know the man take that.
You'll need a turkey Stephen for, won't he? If he's going to go to a major tournament, can't be having them hanging out to dry.
No, and he certainly can't. He can't be a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He needs to take that nation forward. And I think he might, actually.
You think he'd be looking for a striker similar to Firmino?
That's the only issue, isn't it? He needs to get a striker.
Put a left back up front.
Get Werner left back, Rooney up front.
Definitely.
Never right go. Gerrard's a cert, isn't he?
See, even if Klopp went this summer, you think they would go and get Gerrard straight away? Or get Roy Evans? Maybe Roy Evans for a season.
Roy Evans for a season.
Why is he laughing? He's actually in.
He's getting it.
He's made it known he wants it.
Gerrard is a cert for the Liverpool job, but in the future, isn't he?
I think it's too soon for me now, because we always say this,
but you told me he's away. Remember you said
that guy you speak to?
He's genuinely, the amount of stuff that he says came true. Said that it's almost, this is Neil Bullshit, said it's almost 100% he's gone.
Well, would you give him a job, Kev? If Klopp went, say Klopp did go this summer, would you give Steven Gerrard a Liverpool job?
Aye.
You would?
Would you?
Would you take it if you were Gerrard?
I think he would have to take it.
No, but I'm going to say this to you. What's the hardest time to go in after Sir Alex Ferguson's the hardest time to go to Man United after that? Do you know what I mean?
Going under Brendan Rodgers, hard to go in after.
So if Gerrard goes in after Klopp, it's so hard to compete.
But Fergie's no fucking daft. Alex Ferguson left at the right time because there wasn't a great deal coming through in terms of quality, and they didn't have a lot of quality. Mm-hmm. So he was leaving a sinking ship as it is. Whereas if Gerrard was to jump in and say the Liverpool hot seat next year, he's still got that team, man, and the money and the backing behind it. I think it would be a win-win. Like, what he's done up at Rangers is fucking amazing. He stopped Celtic getting 10 in a row and to win Rangers' 55th title. The guy's a born, I'm going to say, you'd probably disagree, a born winner. He didn't win much. He is a born winner. It would be a no-brainer. I think he's more than capable of taking Liverpool forward.
And you must be worried.
I am a wee bit.
Rangers fans will be worried, but they'll be grateful.
Do you know what I think with Steven Gerrard, right? See the pressure that he was under throughout his full football career.
Aye.
Having grown up a Liverpool fan, Liverpool captain, any time they failed, he probably took the brunt nine times out of ten. He stopped football and jumped straight into an old firm job.
I know.
When you're into another major
Do
pressure.
Do you listen to his podcast, that High Performance, when he's on?
That's good. That's good, isn't it? Jake Humphrey.
I listen to his podcast. He did a podcast with Robbie Fowler,
aye.
The God.
Do you think
Jake? Jake Humphrey, so you're not having him, are you? Have you seen the videos he makes, mate? He's David Brent, man. Tell people how to be successful or not. Have you seen it?
I always think, Sam, you've changed the game with presenters. I've actually played the game. Do you know what I mean? Every presenter since I've grown up with Gary
Lineker.
He's one.
Des Lynam.
He was cracking. What a winger.
Saint Reevesy.
Sue Barker, she played
Sue Barker.
Played with Rangers for a bit. Still at Rangers?
No, I think it was
Oxford. Oxford was terrible. What was I going? What was my point now? What was I
Jake Humphries, aye.
My point is, do you think he realised how big Rangers was? Aye. I know if it says you do know, the Gerrard guy's like, well, no, don't for him. But you don't know until you're in there that.
It's like Moisey Suss, isn't it? You didn't realise how big it is.
I genuinely think he came to Rangers.
He always tells people, but you'll know you need to actually go in his house to see that.
I genuinely think he came to Rangers to try and better Celtic when Rodgers was there.
Jake's all right.
I just hate, obviously, there's rumours that there was never a great.
No, he speaks well on the podcast. He does speak.
I just think that. There was an opportunity there to try and get one up on somebody, and I think he did.
Jenky signed it. Jenky hated Rodgers.
I don't know. What do you think? Rodgers took me the team, didn't he?
Aye.
I haven't almost carried on. No, not really.
But Rodgers used to, when we had a day with Rodgers, and he spoke, he couldn't speak highly enough of Gerrard.
What, in what way?
He said he was the best player he's ever coached.
Do you know what I was really surprised at? And you're going to, I think he's okay with me. Gerrard was probably the most one that went into the analyst room and spoke to one of the analyst guys.
At Liverpool?
Every day. See his games. I thought players like I kind of think that kind of stuff's ruining the game, but guys like that, he loved it supposedly. He was in every single day checking his performances and all that.
Strange. It's probably because he knew he was that good.
He was brilliant. He was. Klopp for me on the beginning of this point, Klopp for me looks at the kind of guy that he's won the European Cup, he's won the league, he looks like he would fucking love retirement, sitting on a beach somewhere, getting pissed here a couple of fucking times.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I think he'd be straight going to Whole Street.
Like, go to the garage and that for a night out. Maybe the cat house on a Monday.
He's not going to have his hair dreadlocked.
Go to Germany, win the World Cup with them, and then fucking just go and chuck it. What an opportunity that would be.
See what
how
happens.
Do you deal with that?
Right, Klopp would be one of them. Straight to the cat house. Adrian's gloves on, cut the fingers off them, wouldn't he? Blue ones in the hang. What are they called?
Blue Lagoon at half 4 in the morning.
What would he get? Sausage or?
I think he loves a fag.
Get curry sauce and chips and spill out all the taxi aside.
I remember it. Mate, that was my good shirt. I said, fucking
man, I had to clean it at him.
Nightmare. Right, another ref that's been at it. Lee Mason.
Shat his pants.
What actually happened there?
What, Andy, I can imagine.
He's had an absolute shocker.
Aye. Mate, we've all done it before.
Sorry, first question, why the fuck is Lewis Dunk hitting a free kick for Brighton?
Yeah, I think that's why he's done it, isn't he? Ref's like, he can't get a fuck that. I can't be a referee when he's scored and I've given a free kick. Fuck that. No, it's a classic incident. We've all done it. When you dare, you say, well, let's stay up, you make a decision and then. Right after you, what have I done? And you quickly try changing your mind, and that's what he's done, and he's fucked up.
But why? Why is he not just allowed to go?
Why did he blow the whistle twice? So he blew the whistle.
He blew the whistle. He
seemed clopped, didn't he?
But he's blown the whistle as if Lewis Dunk said, "I can take it quick." He's blown the whistle. And then, like you said, he's seen Lewis Dunk taking it, he's blown it again as if, no.
Why is he taking it?
Gross was taking that.
Header it.
Wait.
He's wanting Lewis Dunk to header it, wasn't he? How are they getting away with this? Pulled up for that, Ken?
He's actually supposed to be the fourth official last night at the Sheffield United game, Liverpool.
And he got pulled off it?
Pulled off it, but you know why? He said he was injured. It's a fact, he said he was injured.
No way.
But this is the thing, there's a cover-up going on, Andy.
Oof.
There's a conspiracy. I don't know, you must get a bit more information. What to do with my bikini?
What's that covering up?
That's just my boob tube. It's something to do with the governor.
Think so?
Aye.
We take the governor's just telling refs to.
Aye, he's just trying to cause anarchy. He wants a rise up now.
Lee's a robot and he's been told to fucking his earpiece in.
We've seen Darren Drysdale last week.
Oh.
So we've seen there's an attitude now changing with the refs. And then we've seen it with Lee Mason. I think they just have a laugh now.
I'd love if they were just running by players and just banging them on the way back.
The play go on. Carry on.
See Dunk take the free kick, stands right behind him, just does that.
And stamps right his toe.
But I need to ask you about this, because it's not on the sheet, but I wanted to ask you. Brighton, right? They've got about 65% possession in every game and they get beat every game.
Cash got a goal.
I think they've got 11 for me.
Do you think you should change?
How can you have 66 shots at goal in the last three games and scored one goal.
Is that what they thought?
66 shots on goal, 2 penalties.
Think Firmino's their striker coach? Think he's taking the striker?
That's a good shout, by
it. Could be, isn't it?
They're actually not a bad side, Brighton. They pop it about, but fuck me, can they score goals?
Mate, they're actually a vet. Every time I watch them, I feel as if Like, they're a good side. They're the better team. Watch them against Man U, Arsenal this year and on, fought the same thing, but they just despise scoring goals. Hate it.
Despise scoring goals.
They beat Liverpool, didn't they? At Anfield?
So they did. Wee Billy Reid's there as well, isn't
he? I say, remember he fell through the dugout.
No, but did he know Bashy's head off the dugout?
Bashy's head it and then made the video it took away. Could never see it again.
Why?
Billy Reid confiscated
that. I bumped. Is that the guy when he was doing pull-ups in the...
But see, remember you were saying Graham Potter should have took that assistant manager's job at Newcastle, like you said, Kev.
Ah, that's
you know
right.
What he didn't
then? Who was it?
Hated Gravy, didn't
he? Hated the fucking Toby Carvery.
What was I going to say there? I was going to say
Bright, well, that's my question to him. Well, Bright Fulham are picking up. Well, Bright,
Fulham's almost like a Ross County or Hamill. Now, like,
oh. So Dalek Scott Parker. He nearly remember. So he's emotional, isn't he?
A good guy.
Very well dressed, eh?
Yeah.
Takes his job seriously, didn't he? Unlike Bruce. Isn't he? Takes his job seriously. Scotty Parker. Didn't he?
Is it between Fulham, Newcastle, and Brighton?
Aye, Brighton and Newcastle get 26 points and Fulham's at 23. So, I mean, Sheffield done. Yeah. West Brom done.
Sheffield United have been nothing short of an embarrassment.
Ugh, I like him as well.
I still think I feel like Chris done.
21 defeats in 26 games.
Big Sam's only six.
That was where he went wrong.
9 points after safety.
Do you know that exclusive you wanted to sign side?
Chris
Wilder.
How good is his interviews?
Good, isn't he? Good guy.
Brilliant.
But he was getting a bit roiky with Stockton last night, wasn't he?
Was he? Why?
Because he said last year you were... He was saying after games, we've proven we were good enough to compete in this league. We're good enough to come up and play against these teams. And then now he came out last night and said, our model is to finish 17th in the Premier League. That's what he said.
Mm.
And then he's saying, like, you're now saying, we can't do any better than what we're doing. So how can you say that for last season to this season? So that's what Roy Keane said. You've changed, just changed exactly what you've been saying.
And they finished like 7th last year or something as well.
I think they're certainly, they need the Blades fans, didn't they?
Here's one for you, John Fleck. Back to Rangers in the summer.
I'd like to see it. About to see that. Could that's a good it? Shout.
I don't know if he would start though.
No, I don't because.
No.
Oh, really?
West Ham are bidding. What did West
Ham? Is he a big enough
West Ham bid like 20 million or something from last year.
Is he get a big
I know,
no, that's why the deal fell through.
Deal fell through. He's got a castle.
Well, he's wanting to go bankrupt to buy a big house, isn't he? One of the boys.
No, but we're leading, right? We're leading an invite to David Moyes' house.
Do a podcast in his house?
In his house.
That'd be amazing.
In one of the rooms.
What wing do you think it takes in? It takes in the West Wing, you think?
Marvin Bartley wing, left wing. But by the way, we need to say what a job he's done. I know, even against Man City, it's like, no great to watch, but so well organised.
Yeah, I fucking love the job he's doing because he called it himself. He says, I'll keep them up and then judge me on what I do next year. It's fucking hell, man.
Plus, I think he gets the best at he gets the best of his players, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like Jesse Lingard. When have you ever seen Jesse Lingard play this well?
I don't think he'd ever work at a massive club. Like a Man U. It's actually weird saying that a massive club, how when he work. Do you know what I mean?
He went to Man U.
I know, but didn't he work?
Oh, you didn't think he'd do well, man.
Because his style, you're right, he gets the best out of these players at that level. I think same as ever, exact same. But these players, maybe if you're asking them to sit behind the ball a lot.
Do you think that's true that he was showing Rio Ferdinand and Vidic videos of Jagielka?
Who's?
Aren't
they? He's showing
his hand. Right, we're on to Pep's jacket, man.
I liked that.
Did you?
Aye, I thought it was cool, man.
I know, but look at the jacket.
Nah, you'd better speak actually here.
What's he thinking? Where's that came from? Is that, do you think the club have told him where it is? He's turning in and picked it up for rack.
Did they not go away to European time? They had other suits.
No, we're not talking about his tie, we're talking about his jacket.
I'm saying when they were out, a European tie, they all had the suits with the fucking the badge on them.
But it's a bad suit jacket, isn't
it? It was, aye. But do you know what I used to like, right? And it was a very unpopular opinion. I used to like it when Roberto Mancini had that suit on with that Man City scarf. I don't know why.
That was quite cool.
I just thought it was cool as then.
Didn't mind that.
You just showing a bit of colours for... But Pep...
So what was it like? Pep's always had... print on the back of his jacket?
Big Man U, Big Man City badge.
Big stick-on badge.
Steve Bruce had a print of his arse on the back of his jacket. Gravy pomer.
Bisto.
Imagine that, the Bisto tin on the back of his jacket.
Ooh, Bisto.
Pep's going down with the club.
Nah.
You think?
Pep's a man still with style, I think.
See,
because every manager's copied me. Lampard's copied him. Scotty Parker's told me TT's copied him.
Who's TT?
Tommy Tuchel.
Tuchel, right?
The boy Faye Leipzig copy him. They're all wearing like sort of not trousers and a wee jumper. They're all copying him.
So here's my question: what would you, if you were a manager, what would you wear on the side?
What level?
Vest and pants, wouldn't you?
Would that matter?
Aye.
So Scottish League One.
Tracky.
Aye, but the cotton tracky.
Aye,
just your own tracky.
Scottish League one, Ross one or something. I'd hear the fucking
phrase. The ones with the buttons up. I'd hear. No way, I'm rocked up with a suit still and I'll be
around. The managers that wear suits at that level are terrible, don't they?
Fluorescent yellow fucking working jacket, that's what I'd hear.
If I
the fucking Timberland boots, not a problem.
If I'm in the Scottish suit all day.
Are you a suit?
Aye, aye.
Would you feel comfortable standing like that for 90 minutes with a suit?
Aye, no problem, aye. But I'd be what I represent my club proper.
Just looking smart.
Would you shave it?
No.
Would you wear a pocket? Would you wear a pocket? I'd be tracky, Kev.
I'd be pocket square, you think?
Tracky. I'd be tracky.
That much, yeah.
Aye, I wouldn't take it too far. Well, what's the wee scarf that goes under your shirt that pokes out?
What, the wee cravat?
Cravat, that's it, cravat.
What would you wear, Paul? Graham, you'd go Graham Alexander in it.
Turned up with that one.
Just wear a leather belt on and big leather boots. What would you wear as bikini? That'd be unbelievable. Imagine if he was the Hearts man. Can't be that one. Nah, listen, I don't know what would be a boys. Certainly a brilliant question. But
you'd wear a suit.
Camo, I think you'd go full camo. Full camo gear on the side.
White shirt, rolled up sleeves.
I think you would have some sort of uniform on. Aye. Week to week. Cowboy 1 week, wouldn't he?
Aye.
Cowboy 1 week, then next week.
A polis.
Aye. Next week,
Bartlett. Imagine that, turn up to give a polis, mother. To be signing on.
Just cuffing boys.
Handcuffing boys.
Cuffing the fourth official.
Didn't I think you'd see that? Right, last wee bit. Crystal Palace, Wilfred Zaha, desire to play at the highest level. This guy's been wanting to play at the highest level.
I can say I hope he doesn't sign for a team in the Scottish Championship, because I've still got nightmares for the team I
played against him. As well.
Oh, he's my days.
Has he?
Oh, my ridiculous. God.
How quick is he, man?
How strong? Mate, he weighs 8 stone, but he's strong as an ox. It's ridiculous. But he could, but
do you know,
think there is the players, though, that they're just better as being a big fish in a small
being
pond,
the main man.
The main man, being able to do what he wants. He's no goat.
He went to the right man.
Tommy Tuchel wanting him to counter press
exactly
every 20 minutes and play a left wing back with Timo Werner in front of him.
He says he's sick of putting Roy Hodgson's electric blanket on. I know before.
Right, I've not seen a player carry a team there. And they cannot outfit that guy.
See that record that last week?
To help Roy Hodgson across the road, and that's what he was saying. He says he's sick at
last week.
But Roy always calls on him, didn't he? Wolf. He doesn't want anybody else to help him. I don't get that. I don't like that.
Last week against Brighton's the first time they've won a game with Zaha for, I think it was like 39 years.
The last
thing they won a game.
Brighton battered them, I know.
Absolutely battered them.
You know exactly right, but look, the answer's in the question.
He needs to help Roy and his motor or not, didn't he?
I think on that. Why did Wolf no work at Man United? You know exactly why. Who's his manager? Who's his manager?
Moise.
Wolf and the bigger house. You know exactly why he didn't work
it. House was massive. Fucking humongous.
Stay in that apartment, didn't he?
Yeah, you Roy Hodgson will go in the summer, right? He'll go for Crystal Palace this summer, won't he?
Got to.
Who will get that job?
Frank McGarvey.
Needs to be.
He wears a cowboy hat. Cowboy hat, and suppose he wants to help him the other road.
It needs to be somebody else that hates scoring there anyway, isn't it?
I don't know why you were in a pool. Polis outfits make me laugh so much.
That'd be sensational, wouldn't it? But turn up the polis more. Why isn't that about the batting? Half time with batting.
Oh, anything else? Any other teams in the Premiership caught your eyes before we finish?
Let me just.
Kev, any teams stood out for you?
Nah, not a shite.
What a shite.
Jack Paul.
To be fair, I know what we should talk about. The return of Harry Kane, because we gave him a bit of fucking step.
No, you didn't. Listen, Kane's much better playing with Bale. Fast wingers.
Bale, sorry. I meant Bale.
He's brilliant, wasn't he?
But Jack, you've always said that you feel as if managers secretly listen to this show.
Certainly didn't.
Did you think Mourinho was listening last week?
100%. Where's Bale been the whole season? As soon as we come out with it, he starts playing him. But Harry Kane.
Imagine Mourinho turned up.
Did you see how you commented on how slow Bale was and how fat Arsenal he was?
No, it was Kane he was saying.
Kane, aye. Did you see when the goal replay, when they broke and they played it across and Kane was running through the middle, how fucking slow he was? He was going backwards.
Is he slow?
Is he slow?
Aye, slow, right. But what I'm saying is, Kane is world class when he's playing with wingers like that, but what Mourinho was doing when Simon was playing a 4-4-2 sitting in and hoping him and some are going to hit the counter.
Hit the counter attack.
Right. What do you want to know about Kane, by the way? What about his technique passing the ball on?
Go ahead.
Oh, mate, just well, zings it everywhere.
I love that. Well, zings it.
Didn't he?
To be fair, I did love Roy Keane saying, like, everybody talk about Bale coming on brilliant last week. A corner.
That was brilliant.
Did you put in a corner?
Oh, well, we've never spoken about Leeds. I think they're my favourite team.
Oh, right. No. I'm with you. My favourite team to watch is Leeds, aye.
Is this true, right? I don't know, because I didn't watch enough of Leeds.
And I hate watching Wolves, sorry to interrupt. So I hate watching them.
By the way, but see Leeds, do they defend man for man?
Mate, I honestly don't know. I don't think they have formations, mate. I genuinely don't. The way they play, it's... I mean, 1 minute, Stuart Dallas is right back, and then he's left wing, and then he's playing centre mid for like 20 minutes. I don't know if that's why I just find them so exciting to watch. I know it was 1-0 at the weekend, but every Leeds game you watch, there's 40 shots on goal and five goals a game.
Bielsa gets a bus about Yorkshire.
But see, another thing, right? Bielsa's knees must be killing him, man.
He's crouching. Stoning up, don't he? Stand up.
How can he even see it for dinner?
He goes to Costa, not it, didn't he?
He generally gets the local bus, didn't he? About Leeds all the time. Got a normal wee house now.
He's watching the game, man. He hates him, didn't he?
He hates even seeing Bielsa get a normal house. He's like, what in Paris? He's seen him bend this league, try to get him thrown out. You see, to be fair to Leeds, though. Leeds' squad. They should be fighting relegation with that squad of players they've got.
Yeah,
but he's that good a manager. See if he.
Boy, Rafinha's a player though.
Oh, he's got.
What about his delivery?
Mate, see guys at Luke Ayling and that. Was it Yeovil, mate, in League One? I went on
Tyler. Even big boy Cooper and that. Listen, they disrespect him, but Premier League.
Big Cooper.
But guys like that, and even. He's going.
Stuart Dallas was a lower league player all his days.
Bang on about the boy Phillips, didn't they? They like him in the centre mid.
Aye. The other one is Big Cock at the back. Robin Cock. That's actually his name.
Aye. He's
horrible. Robin Cock.
And, you know,
Bamford's good. Bamford's always been a player.
But he's got the best of him because supposedly Sean Dyche, and this is a true story, took him in.
Said he was too posh.
And he brought his agent in and his man da, right? And after it, Sean Dyche said to him, did you bring your man da in? And he went, aye. And he went, why? That sums you up. You've been brought up like mollycoddled.
But Jamie Redknapp does the same thing, didn't he?
Aye, and he
brings his man down.
As soon as he's seen Keane, they tell him to walk in front of him.
That's why George and Susan are at the door, isn't
it?
They disowned him.
They're getting painted, aren't they?
Getting painted.
Right, that's
us. Not what finish yet. They don't want
to finish. I can't think any of their teams, can you?
I know, any of that. But generally, Wolves, I hate watching Wolves. I don't know
how. Could he go? Do you think he could get sacked?
No, I think if you're just Portuguese in that, why did they sell Jota? I don't know, because
it's the best player for a mile.
But you'd have to.
Didn't they place him though? Didn't they buy him?
Maybe maybe he'd done an interview and said he's actually no Portuguese, he's Brazilian or something. Because why? There's no way they can. It can't be allowed that they have that many Portuguese players at the club.
They're rubbish.
Every person connected to the club's Portuguese.
I don't know the stats.
Fernando's in the training ground. That is Fernando's Portuguese.
I don't think they'll go.
Aye.
Nuno gets it on his beard and that, didn't he?
Aye, wee Caffo.
Big piri beard.
He's like, Caffo, here and pick out my beard.
That's what his actual job is, there?
Must be.
Because they've got about 10 coaches. There's another one, 10 coaches on the side of the pitch.
Four sports scientists.
I'll tell you the worst team in history in the Premier League. Part of the Sheffield, Burnley. Fuck me.
Burnley,
how bad are they?
How bad were they against Spurs, man?
Mm-hmm. But I don't get them. They kept getting hit in the counter.
How can Burnley get out on the counter? They're sitting, I know.
Bizarre.
Doesn't make sense.
We'll all get fucking big meatheads playing with them. Just sitting. Because they're actually good defenders to defend. But you're asking them to play a high line. It's pathetic.
Good tactical analysis.
I know, I can't stand that.
They're another one. It's full of League One players, or boys have got Ashley Westwood. And
mate, can I tell you something though? Played Burnley twice in two pre-season friendlies.
No, good.
Aye.
What?
Very, very decent.
Who was good?
And I don't know if it was just a case of just, like you were saying though, they weren't that well organised. It was just hard to play against. But see on the ball, like you're saying, you just mentioned the one that stood out for me. Ashley Westwood's a player.
No, if you pop it,
yeah, he's like a proper player.
And your bikinis.
Do you remember when Tarkowski?
Bikinis came off.
What's fond in it? But I can see a wee bit.
Do you remember when Tarkowski made his England debut?
No.
At Wembley, and he was ratting balls into midfield. And
Tarkowski can play, can't he? He's at Brentford.
Who's the striker? Is it Rodriguez?
Rodriguez.
I think he's good too.
To the back of that, this one.
Oh, by the way, do you know what I've not spoken about? How good was it? Arsenal battered Leicester, mate.
Yeah.
Mate, and
Tierney was top.
Tierney.
You see the boy Ricardo Pereira, he's a good player, but Tierney bullied him.
Where's he going to go? Man City. He's going to go to Man City.
Zinchenko.
But mate, see, to be honest, but what's his price going to be though? Mate, you're talking 70, 80 million for him now.
Tierney's great.
Oh, mate. Aye. Man City, but the thing is, could he do what Man City, like, he's good going up and down, but Man City now, mate. Your fullback's going to play centre. Mate, who put Ken Pence and Joao Cancelo?
Unbelievable.
He was pissed for about 6 now he's flying, isn't he?
He's actually one of their better players going forward.
Aye,
he's absolutely pulling strings, mate, if you're right back.
Aye, he's like De Bruyne. He's actually like drifting into fucking centre attack mid and taking it in a half turn, dinking balls out of the tap. He's unbelievable.
Do you think you could put, I was thinking last night when I was watching that, do you think you could put that in Scotland? Your fullback's going into.
I don't think they're playing.
Aye,
100%. Do you think you could?
Don't know if anybody here.
I mean, I've done it, but not very well. But
is that what you were
done it for? When I played left back, I was never the one that was like high and wide and whipping balls into the box. It was more Kenty was touching, and I was in playing as a sort of fourth centre mid. You could do it, but Man City changed that way all the time. It was more like if Sané played, they would always have like Benjamin Mendy playing inside the pitch and Sané touchline.
Yeah.
Or if it was, for example, Sterling playing inside forward, he'd be in the pitch and Benjamin Mendy behind wide. So they change that all the time. But Cancelo's unbelievable at that role.
Yeah. Mate, I seen yesterday, but Tierney sprinting into centre mid and the wide player coming away down to get on it. No, it was the centre mid, sorry. See when they bought the disc for Hampton Rangers or Man Union coming through. See when you're the fullback, Andy, right? Would they ask you to go into centre mid when your defence have got the ball? So centre half had it right, and then the centre mid.
And then the winger would drop down.
No, that's what I usually thought, but the centre mid. When,
why?
Aye, false fullback. But that's if you're doing like false fullback, it's more usually the centre mid would drop into the fullback area, the fullback would push up as a winger, and then the winger would come into the pocket. Yeah. I've never really seen it where, because then you're not really really moving anyone out of position. You're just literally just switching. So it's easy for them to just say, just stay in your position and just switch over. Do you know what I mean? Don't follow the man.
Do you not say sometimes Steve Bruce would like you'd find him out on the left wing?
Mate, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Asking the fans going, he's a bit of a Bovril. Please. That's how he doesn't concentrate in the game. He's actually buzzing, there's no fans now, isn't he? That's how he can.
Well, we go out for a throw in and you just see him like
chasing it.
Talking to a fan for about 10 minutes. sitting 8 Bovrils at a time.
Oh, right, that's us.
No, wait a minute.
What else?
I'll tell you that.
No, I've got, you know what, I've got still doing this.
No, he's got to go, come on, let's go.
Oh, shit, sorry, Dino. Just before we go in the last minute, the Leicester.
Three lines.
Aye, we get that. The Leicester centre half Xiongchu will be the next Man City signing. But there you go.
Okay, free lines.
On it, shoots. Meat pie, sausage roll. Come on, England, give us a go. I've got a corner. Remember that?
No.
Sorry.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.